Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the reimagining of a nuclear weapons plant. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Yesterday on the program, we heard from Pike County residents who are fighting for health benefits. They live around a former nuclear energy facility and worry that the plant contaminated the air, water, and infrastructure nearby. The U.S. Department of Energy has spent over a decade cleaning up that site, decontaminating and decommissioning facilities that were once used to enrich uranium for nuclear weapons during the Cold War. Now, it's getting new tenants. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker reports.
A billboard near the former Portsmouth gaseous diffusion plant announces in bold letters, "The future is now for Ports." In its heyday, the A plant, as it was known, employed thousands of people.
In early 1956, this huge plant on a 3,700-acre site was in full operation. Here, some of the largest buildings in the world were built to separate the tiny atoms of uranium.
But then the Cold War ended, and years later, in 2001, the plant stopped operating. When the Department of Energy started cleaning up its nuclear weapons facilities, it tasked community reuse organizations, like the Southern Ohio Diversification Initiative, with figuring out how to use the land next. Kevin Shoemaker is SODI's in-house counsel.
We started way, way back, even before the plant closed, to try to do planning and to work out what the next steps would be. But one of the most important things that had to happen was we had to have some guidance as to what the community really wanted to see.
Another former nuclear weapons program site outside of Cincinnati was converted to a nature preserve, nuclear waste buried deep beneath the surface. But Stephanie Howe says most Pike County residents had a different vision for the site. She's with Ohio University's School of Leadership and Public Service and is also working on the rehabilitation effort. In 2011, she and her team interviewed local residents, held focus groups, and conducted surveys to figure out what the public wanted for the site's future. Their answer? Jobs, she says, specifically in the nuclear industry.
Which we were a little surprised about, but then not so much because they were used to being part of that, you know, nuclear landscape.
And because Piketon has long been part of the nuclear landscape, it's well equipped to handle those industries coming in.
The main thing is for most folks is just the infrastructure that's in place at the site. I mean, it's just unmatched.
Last fall, Centrus Energy opened a plant here to enrich uranium again. It's the first U.S. plant to do so in a generation. Another company has plans to open two small nuclear reactors on the site, which could use that enriched uranium to generate power. And more projects are in the works. One company wants to produce hydrogen from natural gas, and there's a utility-scale battery storage project on the horizon, too. The plan is to create a hub of decarbonized energy production that engages everyone from unions to students to local community members. But not everyone is happy with the new developments. In March, I went to a meeting hosted by a coalition of citizen-led organizations. Some people have pacifistic reasons for opposing nuclear power because of its connection to weapons of mass destruction. Others, like Vina Colley, the former plant worker we heard on the program yesterday, are concerned about the storage of nuclear waste and whether it's safe for the people who live nearby. She's been battling serious illnesses since she was exposed to radioactive materials at the plant.
They're saying it's safe, clean energy.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's the same thing that we've been doing 70 years, except on a smaller scale.
Centrus says it's using new technology that's inherently safer than what was used 70 years ago and that reduces the amount of waste generated. Still, Kevin Shoemaker with SODI recognizes that not all community members will embrace this change.
And there are some people that are going to ask the questions, but they should. And we welcome that. They should press the folks that are going to be there.
Nuclear energy isn't without controversy, he says, but it's part of the history of this place, and it'll be part of its future, too. In Piketon, I'm Erin Gottsacker.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.